Chapter 43. By the time we reached the familiar orange sunset of the garden, the silent, miserable walk in our soggy boots has worn blisters on our heels. They pinch and bite with each step. But I can't think about that now. We've got to save Anne, if she is still alive.
Gracious! What happened to you?
It's Pippa. The blood has been washed from her cheeks. She no longer looks frightful, but calm and beautiful.
We've no time to explain, I say. The water nymphs have Anne. We've got to find them.
Of course, you wouldn't leave Anne, Pippa mutters. I let it go. I told you not to come to me for help.
Pip! Felicity barks. I swear to you that if you fail us now, I will never come back to see you as long as I live.
Pip is startled by Felicity's sudden fury.
You would do that?
I would.
Very well, Pippa says. How do you propose we fight them? There are only three of us.
Pip's right. We need help, I concede.
What about the Gorgon? Pip asks. She helped us once before.
I shake my head. We don't know that she can be trusted just now. In fact, we do not know if any creature of the realms can be trusted.
Who can be? Pippa asks.
I take a deep breath. I shall have to go back for help. Felicity's eyes narrow to angry slits.
You said we wouldn't leave Anne behind, that it wouldn't be like last time.
Pippa looks away. I'm thinking of Miss Moore, I say. Pippa's incredulous.
Miss Moore? What can she possibly do?
I don't know, I snap, rubbing at the sides of my aching head. I can't go to any of our families and tell them. I'd be locked away forever. She's the only person I can think of who would listen.
Very well, then, Felicity says. Bring her in.
It takes magic and concentration to make the door of light appear and to make my way fast and undetected through the London streets. I'm taking a terrible risk to do so, using a power that is unpredictable, but I've never been more desperate. The magic does nothing to shield me from the London rain, though. By the time I reach Miss Moore's flat, I am dripping wet. Fortunately, Mrs. Porter is out, and it is my former teacher herself who answers.
Miss Moore, I chatter, chilled to the bone.
Miss Doyle, whatever is the matter? You're soaked. For heaven's sake, come in.
She leads me upstairs and into her rooms, putting me before the fire to warm myself.
I am sorry for this, but I must tell you something. It's urgent.
Yes, all right, she says, hearing the fear in my voice.
We need your help. Those stories we've told you about the Order, we haven't been completely honest. It's real, all of it. The realms, the Order, Pippa, the magic. We've been there, we've seen it, we've lived it. Every bit of it. And now the water nymphs have Anne. They have her, and we've got to get her back. Please, you must help us.
My words come out in a torrent to match the rain rattling the windows of Miss Moore's flat. When I finish, Miss Moore studies me for a moment.
Gemma, I know you have been under quite a bit of strain, losing both your mother and your friend.
She places a hand on my knee.
I want to cry. She doesn't believe me. No, I am not telling tales for sympathy. It's true, I wail.
Two sneezes escape me. My throat is raw and swollen.
I want to believe you, but...
She paces before the fireplace.
Can you prove it to me?
I nod.
Very well, then. If you can prove it to me, here and now, I shall believe you. If not, I shall take you home immediately and speak with your grandmother.
Agreed, I nod. Hester?
I waste no time. Grabbing her hand, I use the meagre power I have left to make the door appear. When I open my eyes, it is there, the bright light illuminating the look of complete astonishment on Miss Moore's face. She closes her eyes and opens them again, but the door is still there.
Come with me, I say.
Her hand in mine, I pull her through. It is an effort. I am growing weaker. I can barely feel the whoosh of blood in her veins, fueling the heart that is even now accepting that logic is yet another illusion we create.